Hey, beautiful souls, are you a student on the cusp of your counseling journey, or maybe even a seasoned professional working for somebody else but dreaming of launching your very own private practice? If so, I would love for you to join my incredible coaching membership today. It's tailor-made for therapists just like you, offering step-by-step support 24/7 because you know what, we're in this together. Plus, I've even got courses and CPD trainings included to help fuel your growth. I know, I love it so much and I hope you do too. Discover the path to your dream private practice your way. Dive into the supportive community and get some quick guidance, accountability, and real connections. It's your business and I've got your back. So join me now and make your dreams a reality. Head over to my website today. The link is in the show notes and the membership is called Private Practice 101. I'll see you there. Bye. Hi everyone and welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. This is the first podcast for counselors that just don't align with the traditional approaches to business and that want to use their spiritual gifts, talents and interests to create, you guessed it, a private practice with soul. So look, leave it to me to provide you with everything you need, including strategies that you can use to increase your income, reduce your workload and of course increase inquiries and referrals to your beautiful soul-led private practice. I love it so much. If you haven't done it already, grab your journal, grab your pen, and let's begin. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I'm so pleased to have you here today. I just want to dive straight in. So, this question came up and I thought it'd be a great one to discuss on the podcast. So here it goes. It says, I'd be interested to hear how long did you or would you allow your private practice to grow and eventually generate an income? Have you been at a stage where you had to give up? The background. I have just created a very simple website, a Facebook and Instagram account, and I joined the ACA and took out insurance. Now I will have to look into Google Ads, Facebook, marketing, a program like Helixy or Power Diary, how to take payments, having supervision. That's quite a big chunk of money given that I have exactly zero clients. So yeah, therefore my question, how long did it take your private practice to take off? This is such a good question, and I'm sure it's on the minds of so many new therapists when they are thinking about starting their private practice. What I can say here is just as a private practice coach looking at this question, so I've just copied and pasted this question into my notes here from one of the Facebook groups I'm in for counselors. And what I can see straight away is that whoever made this comment, not alone, obviously not alone, so many people do it, but has absolutely gone about it backwards. And that's why they're struggling, and that's why we're at zero clients and zero income. So just taking this example, this person is saying, look, I feel like giving up. I'm doing all of these things and I still have zero clients. Here's what I've done. I've got a website and Facebook and Instagram and I joined the ACA and now I'm going to have to get Google Ads and do marketing and get Helixy or Power Diary and learn how to take payments and pay for that and have supervision. So the thing is, this person sort of put the cart before the horse in a way, and it happens, and it's not their fault that this has happened. This is the situation that they're in, but I want it to be a lesson for those of you who aren't in private practice yet, so that this doesn't happen to you. And I will absolutely address what this person can do to get some traction and get some changes moving. So first off, when you finish your qualifications, maybe even before you finish your qualifications, if you are thinking about starting a private practice, that is the time for you to start looking for a program or a course to do. Okay, why? Well, because you don't know how to run a business, and you certainly don't know how to run a private practice if you've never run one before. So it's really important that you do. kind of just like how we can't go and be counsellors without understanding the theory, all those kinds of things. It's the same when it comes to running a business. When you're in private practice, you're running a business. It was a mistake I made as well, if I'm honest. When I first started counselling, it was back in 1995. I wasn't a psychologist yet. I was still studying. I was at university and I started private practice as a counsellor. And I thought it was going to be so easy. I thought I was just going to go there and, you know, I would just be sitting in my little armchair and they'd be sitting in their little armchair and it would just be chatting away and we'd be, you know, it was going to be like talk therapy. It never occurred to me about all the other things that go along with it. And back then as well, there wasn't Instagram and there wasn't Facebook, I don't think. In fact, computers had only just come out. Well, no, the internet had only just come out. I was at university and our browser was called Netscape Navigator. That's how old I am. But anyway, things have absolutely changed in terms of how we run a practice, but the mindset many of us go into it with hasn't. So many of us still think because we just finished our study now, we're going to go, we're going to sit on the couch and talk to people and that's pretty much it. Basically, like Field of Dreams, we'll get a website and a business name and a pretty logo, we'll build it and they'll come. And it doesn't happen. What then happens is we find ourselves in scramble mode, like this poor other person here. You know, this person has no direction. They're all over the shop. They're saying, oh, the website and a Facebook account and an Instagram account and join the ACA and now I've got to get a Google ad and I've got to do marketing and I've got to get a program like Helixy or Powdo and I've got to do this and I've got to learn how to take payments and da-da-da-da. This person is all over the shop and they are scrambling and it is no wonder they are probably feeling hopeless, helpless, overwhelmed, all those kinds of things. And this is why she's saying, so yeah, should I give up? Like, how long does it actually take for your private practice to take off? Okay, here's what I want you to take away from this episode. I want you to understand that doing the counseling is only half of running a private practice. The other half is going to be running the business. And under the umbrella of business, there's all these things that maybe you don't know about or maybe you don't know enough about in order to be able to just be calm in the practice and trust that you've got the systems and the strategies and the foundations in place. But the things that you need to understand about the business are you need to understand about the finances, you need to understand about marketing, right? All those kinds of things. There's a lot more you need to understand about hiring and firing. You need to understand about scaling. You need to understand about how to create an offer. You know, so many counselors just list on their website that they do counseling. That's an offer. But if you're not writing it in a way that's going to appeal to people and you don't know how to craft an offer, then you're not going to get a client compared to somebody who does know how to craft an offer. If you don't understand about the finances, then you're going to be chasing your tail and you're going to be in debt and you're going to be chasing invoices and you're going to be undercharging and all those kinds of things. You need to understand too that there's a different mindset. It's completely different. You need to be able to, counselors in private practice have to be able to have this switch that they can flick on demand. It needs to be able to flick them into business owner mode or flick them into therapy mode. And unfortunately, if you don't know how to do that and you don't even know what a business mindset looks like or feels like, then how can you do it? You won't do it and you'll be trying to run a business through the perspective of being a therapist. And that's going to land you in hot water and it's going to cause all sorts of hiccups. And we don't want that. Private practice gets to be easy. It gets to be easy when you're educated and understand what you need to do. When you don't understand what you need to do, you're going to be in scramble mode like this person over here that we're talking about today. Okay, it can be avoided. Now, in terms of how long does it take? Honestly, there's somebody in Private Practice 101 that opened her business fully booked in 9 weeks. So it's different for everybody. But she followed the directions that I gave her she started marketing her practice 8 weeks out, right? So my advice is always, before you're going to start seeing clients and open the doors to clients, you absolutely need to be marketing the practice for 90 days, okay? 90 days. Now, this person didn't have 90 days. She had 8 weeks. She marketed it for 8 weeks, open to clients, and she's still got more and more clients coming through. And now she's thinking, should I drop back my part-time work and pursue private practice full-time? She's doing it 3 days a week, I think. Should I do it full-time, or am I happy just having the 3 days, and what do I want that to look like? Do you know what I mean? And possibly even, we haven't had the discussion yet, but it's something she could certainly start to think about if she wanted to. She might even think about, although it's so early, bringing on a subcontractor to do that work for her, because, yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff around, you know, hiring people that could be really, really helpful for her at the moment and would add value to her practice and would allow her practice to continue to grow. At the moment, if she's in it and she's fully booked, she's capped at trading time for money, right? Anyway, all these things. So start marketing your business for 90 days, for 3 months. In business, everything happens in a 90-day cycle. That's why we say market it for 90 days. It's kind of like, you know, when Apple bring out a new product, might be the next iPhone, they don't really advertise it, you know. They might do a very short marketing campaign, but they don't spend a lot of money advertising. It's not a lot of time advertising either. But they build up the anticipation, and they get people that queue up, you know, the day before the Apple store opens, so they can be one of the first ones to go and get the latest iPhone. You know, I think the last one was titanium, and, you know, at Chadstone in Victoria, there were people queuing up for like 2 days, and they were sleeping outside the Apple store because they really wanted to get, be one of the first ones to get the Apple phone. This is what we need to create for your private practice, and this is what will help you, so that when it is time for you to open, you will to a fully booked diary. You will have so many clients there, and you'll be able to see them, okay? But in order to market, you have to understand what marketing is. And you've heard me say this before so many times, but posting on your Facebook and posting on your Instagram, like this person I imagine probably is, this person doesn't have a marketing plan. I can tell from exactly what she said here. She doesn't have a marketing plan, and she doesn't have a strategy to implement it. Right? This is why she's in desperation mode, and it's scarcity, and she's grappling and she's scrambling and trying to do all of the things. She's in panic and hustle mode. Could have been avoided if she'd spent time learning how to run a private practice before she opened one. Okay. I forget what I was going to say, but yeah, I've just lost my train of thought because I'm just so passionate about it, because it's just so easy to avoid, and it happens to so many of us. But yes, once you understand what the foundations are, then everything gets to be really easy and you can set it up. That's what I was going to say about your marketing. You need to understand what marketing is before you do it, and posting on social without having an understanding of marketing and how to do it, without having a marketing plan and a marketing strategy to implement that, you're not marketing. You're just randomly posting on Facebook and you're hoping it's going to work. You know, there was somebody else who was saying to me that she couldn't understand why she wasn't getting clients, and she'd been in private practice for 3 months. And I asked her, what are you doing for marketing? And she said, I'm focusing on Instagram and Facebook. I said, okay, great. Send me through the links and I'll have a look for you. And she sent through the links, and, you know, straight away when I looked at her Instagram, I had to scroll because there were that many videos and photos and tiles that were all about what's happening with Gaza and Palestine and all of this sort of stuff. Now, it had nothing to do with her niche. It had nothing to do with her clients. It had nothing to do with getting bookings or appointments. It was just, she was very passionate about this issue that was happening in the world at the time. But of course, she wasn't getting any clients as a result of that. You know, the things that she posted were probably very triggering for people who had mental health issues, actually, who might have been looking for a therapist at the time. And so they probably saw that and clicked out and went and booked with somebody else. So you have to understand what marketing looks like. And you need to understand the fundamentals of it as well. So of course, when you're marketing, you're going to be leaning into your five content pillars, and everything that you're posting needs to be hinged on that. And of course, using at least five different types of content, right? So you got your five content pillars over here and the five different types of content over here, and then you match them up, and this is how you make your content, okay? And this is how marketing works. It takes 90 days because people need to see things a certain number of times before they'll buy, okay? If they've never heard of you before, they don't trust you, they don't know who you are, and so they're not going to book a session. So don't be afraid. The other thing that some people say to me is, oh, I don't want to be spamming everybody. Well, the thing is that you're probably, you know, a very small account on Facebook anyway, or on Instagram anyway. And if you go and have a look at your insights, you will see that most probably you've got very little reach. Okay, now I know there are going to be exceptions to the rules. There's a lady that I work with who's got a massive following of 400K on her Instagram, and she does get a lot of reach. Okay, but for most of you, I'd say it's going to be very limited reach. So if it's only really mum and dad and your friends and your sister and people you went to high school with that have seen the things, they're not going to get too upset that they're seeing things. But also, it's important to remember that nobody is going to feel like they're being spammed when you're using the marketing strategy, or one of the marketing strategies. There's a few, but the one that I just gave you there was to use your five content pillars with the five different content types, because they're going to be seeing different things coming up all the time, and those different things are hopefully going to be relevant and interesting and all that sort of jazz. So yeah, if you want to be seeing clients and you want the practice to start making money, it comes back to understanding how to run the business. And of course, the big chunk of that is about finances and marketing. Now, they're all equally important in my way of thinking, but when we're thinking about finances, for example, oftentimes what can happen is people guess at what they should be charging. And so when you do that as well, you're setting your business up for some hard times ahead. There's no point guessing. There's no point saying, well, this is what everyone else in my area is charging. And there's no point saying things like, well, I'm not as qualified or as experienced, I can't charge that, so therefore I'm going to do this. Making decisions based on, an unhealthy mindset is not how you run a business. And that's what I was saying before. You need to understand what a business mindset is, what a private practice owner mindset is, so that you can start making decisions for the business from that perspective. Okay. And we leave the therapy stuff for the room where you're working with the clients. The therapy stuff does not come into any other part of the business. The therapy does not come into your website or anything like that. Okay. The other thing that this person's saying is, she said, well, I've got this website now. It's a really simple website, and I've got a Facebook account now, and I've got an Instagram account now, and I'm going to run Google ads. They're just some of the things that she said. I want to remind you that most of your clients are going to come to you through your website. So this person here is saying they've made a very simple website. I don't understand why you'd make a very simple website when that's where the bulk of your clients are going to come from. You need to have a website that feels good, and that's going to attract clients to your practice, and that's going to generate inquiries, if not bookings. Okay, so the website has to be working for you. Even while you're asleep, the website needs to be working for you. And if you haven't given it everything it needs to do its job properly, guess what? It can't do its job properly, and you won't get inquiries or bookings. If you're in the position now where you've got a website and you're not getting inquiries or bookings from it, I would absolutely recommend you book a website wellness audit with me, just message me and I'll send you the link to it. It's going to cost you $50, but I will be able to go over and tell you straight away what's missing, what needs to be fixed and what needs to be changed so that we can get this sorted out for you. Because if those things aren't working and you're not getting inquiries or bookings, then guess what? Your website is simply a placeholder in the internet. That's all it is. It's just a placeholder. And we don't want that. It needs to be generating interest. It needs to be, compelling people to know that you're the right one for them and to prompt them and encourage them to take action, which is going to be either, making that inquiry or actually making a booking. So you can have a simple website, absolutely, as long as it's functional in terms of generating work for you. If you created the website yourself and it is not generating clients and it's not generating work for you, you need help with that website. And again, I just want to say it's amazing that you were even able to build a website, because hey, who does that? You're a therapist. Like, nobody told you were going to have to also be a web designer, but you did it. And so that's really, really good that you did it. But the thing is, you probably didn't learn what you had to do first. You probably just winged it, or you probably looked at other people's websites and got an idea of what you needed to put on it. But for whatever reason, it hasn't worked. So this is about you now going back and learning, what do I need to include on the website? What do I need to leave off the website? It's just as important. How do I make my website more functional? All those kinds of things. Again, it's just another issue that so many therapists in private practice face, where they put the cart before the horse. Like, oh, I'm just going to go make a website. Yep, that's done. Tick, got the website. But it's a bad website because it's underperforming. Okay, but they don't realize that. They're like, well, I've got the website, and then they're posting on Facebook and Instagram, just random posts, and they're like, and I'm marketing on Facebook, that's not working, I don't know what else to do, might have to get a Google ad. Well, guess what, even if you get a Google ad and you've got a crappy website, you're not going to get clients, so don't waste the money on Google ads yet. Fix the website first, okay? Fix the website and you won't need a Google ad. This is all about understanding that so many times we just get so excited because we finish our qualifications and we can't wait to start helping people. We get so excited and we just go off and do it, right? Or we get our kids to do stuff. Oh, I got my son to build my website. Oh, he's such a good boy, or he did such a great job. And then you have a look at the website and it's so not appropriate for the clients that we're working with, or the niche that you're in, or the language isn't right, or it's not functional and things like that. But you don't know that. You just wrap that you've got a website and you're stoked that your son helped you do it. And so now you're confused because you're thinking, well, I'm doing all of the things and nothing's working. It's not working because you didn't allow yourself time to go and learn what you needed to learn. Okay. Now, this person here is also saying, oh, now I'm going to have to look into Google ads. I'm going to have to look into Facebook marketing and Facebook ads. I'm going to have to go and get a program like Helixy or Power Diary. I'm going to have to figure out how to take payments. All these things should have been done before she opened the practice, really, or before we open a practice. Now, I do recommend you have practice management software. It doesn't matter which one you want to use. I think if you're in the early days, then I would start with Helixy. But do you know what? At the same time, Power Diary often run deals where it's only $6 a week, and I'm sure you can afford a cup of coffee a week for your practice management software. The reason I think it's worthwhile getting it, whether you get the free version or the paid, it doesn't matter, is because it's just going to simplify things for you. Like this person here saying, oh, I don't even know how to take payments. I've got to go and figure that out now. Well, you don't, because the practice management software will do that for you. Okay, it will do it for you. All you've got to do is set it up. You've just got to go in there and you add in the name of your service and the fee that you're charging, if there's GST on it or not, or the product that you're selling. Put all that information in there, put your business information in there, and guess what? It's just going to process all the payments for you according to your preferences. So, in Haluxy, for example, you can get people to do prepayment or take a deposit or pay the full amount when they're in the session. It will just sweep automatically 15 minutes into the session. Or maybe you want it to process all payments at 9 o'clock every night. That it's really up to you how the payments are done, but it's not hard to set it up. The other reason that having practice management software is helpful is because it's going to save you so much time. It's going to save you so many headaches because you can use it to send out your emails, your reminders. You can put all your documentation in there that you want clients to sign and use. It becomes a one-stop shop. All your notes are there. All the client files are there. All the history is there of their appointments. You can print off a list of all the appointments and you can see straight away they've made 20 appointments, they've cancelled 5, ratio scheduled 3, attended the other, 12. All that information's there. So it's really, really handy. I think one of the traps that we can get into when we're first starting is we worry about not having money. And so we try and use free versions of so many things. And so we've got, a word processor over there. We're trying to use the free version of Canva over here, which is okay, but it's not fantastic. And could do some things with it, but not all the things with it. And then you've got Calendly over here, but you're using the free version of that, which means you can't take any payments. So now you're looking at, do I need to go and get an FPOS terminal? And you end up with stuff, and then you've got your Zoom account. And do you know what I mean? You've just got stuff all over the place. It's much better to have everything in the one place. And it's just speaking of Zoom and everything, all that's included in these platforms now, right? You don't need a Zoom account. You can use whatever's included with Power Diary. You can use CoreView in Haluxy. It's totally up to you. You don't need to go paying extra for things that you've already got access to, right? So it actually saves you money, I believe, when you have everything in the one place with your practice management software. Also, not many people realize, but you can use your practice software, your practice management software for marketing. But again, if you haven't learned that, you wouldn't know that. And if you haven't learned how, then you won't know how. You don't know what you don't know. And you know what? The same thing happens to me. In fact, I had this experience recently where I was thinking, well, what am I going to do about my Instagram? Because as you know, I'm more of a Facebook girl than an Instagram person. But over the last, I guess, maybe about 3 months or so, I've been saying, okay, I'm going to try and take Instagram a little bit more seriously now. And so I was looking at my Instagram thinking, okay, what can I do here that's actually going to help me shift the needle? And so I had to go and learn, more about what's happening in Instagram, what's going on with algorithms, what's going on with trends at the moment in terms of things that are getting the most reach, what's going on with, the patterns that we need to be working with in order to get more engagement, what's going on with all of that. So I also just went and did that course. There's another thing that I did too, where I was doing a course. This is so embarrassing, but I think you'll be able to relate to it. That I was doing a course and I thought to myself, yeah, I'll do this course because I always want to be up to date with what's going on. I've already got these things set up in my business. So yeah, I'm probably not going to learn much, but I'll do it anyway. And so I was doing the course anyway, and then the lady who was teaching it just made sort of an off-the-cuff remark, and I realized as soon as she said it that it was something that I completely missed. I completely skipped it, and it was going to make a huge difference to the business. Now, I wouldn't have seen it had I not gone and done the course. I wouldn't be aware of it had I not gone and done the course. So if that's the only thing that I'm still in the course, by the way, but if that's the only thing that I get out of this course, that has been worth it because it's already made me more money. It's paid for the course. But it was like such a light bulb moment. Actually, I wouldn't even say it was a light bulb moment. I did say to you it was embarrassing. I did actually put, you know, my palm to my forehead and say, oh no, I can't believe I missed that. It's so obvious. How did I miss that? And so that to me just really emphasizes again the value of getting an education. And it doesn't stop, you know, and it shouldn't stop. We have ongoing education for therapy and for the modalities that we're using and the techniques that we're using with our clients. But I believe it's also really important that you stay on top of things with the business. But how do you know what courses to do? Like, you know, I was just shared with you there, I was doing an Instagram course and then I was doing another course for the business. It's not okay to just run off and start doing courses, right? These courses are, I was going to say dictated, but that's not the right word. Look at your private practice business plan. So, of course, I know you all have one, right? Wink, wink. Look at your private practice business plan, and that will show you what your pathway for education is this year, both for therapy and for the business. And so you're just going to follow that. That's what I meant by it's going to be dictated by your plan. So you should be doing something for your study every single quarter for the business, right? So depending on what the business needs are and the business focus and all that sort of stuff, this is separate to therapy and what you're doing over there, you might need to go and do a course on managing the money, or you might need to go and do a course on, well, like I did, Instagram. I did that because I want to keep on top of everything. But if you've never learned how to do Instagram and you're just guessing and you're just posting because you think that's what you need to do, but you've never actually learned it, then absolutely go and do a course on Instagram, or more specific, how to get clients off Instagram or something like that. Go and do it. It will really, 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 really help you. So understanding that it's very exciting to go and do all of the things, but it's better to learn how to do the things first, okay? So again, just coming back to the comment that was made in the group, the person finishes off by saying, you know, I have to do all of these things and it's quite a big chunk of money given that I have exactly zero clients. She's in that position because she didn't do these things first, right? And that wouldn't have cost her that much. If she'd gone and learned, she would have learned the ways that you can get started and get set up and all the things on a very minimal budget. And actually, the thing is too, when you're looking at the cost of starting a business, counseling is one of the lowest entry points, right? It's one of the industries that has the lowest barrier to entry, meaning you could pretty much start your private practice on the smell of an oily, rag. You're not opening a factory in or a warehouse and you've got to fill it with forklifts and stock and you've got to get importing and exporting. You're not doing any of that. You could literally walk and talk. You don't need to even pay for rent for a room. This business could almost cost you next to nothing to run. So what I want to share with you is just also, you don't need to be running Facebook ads or Google ads to build your private practice. If you've got the business plan in place and that's supported by the marketing plan and the marketing strategy, and you've got that broken down into quarters and you're following everything and you're tracking, you cannot fail. That's not how it works. You don't fail. In fact, each quarter builds on the next, builds on the next, builds on the next. And that's what the practices that are successful are doing. And if you're not seeing the success that you want yet, it's just because you didn't take the time, or you didn't know, or you don't have the skills yet, right? So consider getting the skills that you need to get the practice where you want it to be, okay? Now, there's a program called Private Practice 101. It opens on the 8th of April and it's open for 7 days. So you can enroll during that week, 7-day period. And that program, it's a course, and you are going to learn all of these things in that course. Okay, course is self-paced, go at your own pace. You can do it around your study. So if you're doing a diploma or your bachelor, your master's, whatever it is, that's fine. You can just do it on the holidays or something like that, but it's there and you have it. There's loads of support. But the thing is, I'm going to show you how to set the business up so that when you do open it, you've got clients. Okay, just like so many of the other students in that program do. They open up to clients. They open up to diaries that have clients in them. The first week they open, they're receiving money, all right? And the way that I've set it up is, how can I help my students get this outcome the quickest way? The way that's going to be the simplest and the easiest and the quickest. So there's no fluff. There's no superfluous stuff in there. There's no filler content. It is just the nuts and bolts of everything that you need. And it's the only program designed for counselors that's going to take you from the beginning to the end of the life cycle of your private practice. We begin with, like, how do you plan for it? And then how do you build it? How do you set it up? How do you open it? How do you grow it? How do you scale it? How do you scale yourself out of it? And then how do you close it down, or how do you sell it? And what does that look like? So it's the complete life cycle there of your private practice. And within each of the modules, you're going to learn exactly what you need to do. I'm even going to show you, when it comes to the finances, right? There are lessons in there that will show you how you can double your private practice income in less than 4 weeks, right? Now, these sorts of things you don't know until you learn them, but they're things that I had to learn, right? And as you know, I've spent nearly $100,000 on coaches and courses and things like that. And I bring you the best of the best of the best things so that you don't have to go and spend all of that money and waste all of that time and sift through it all and see what was helpful, what wasn't. So that's what Private Practice 101 is all about. It's 30 years of my experience. It's 30 years of my PD in education, all put into a course or a program for you that's going to not only support you throughout the life cycle of the private practice, of course, but what else was I going to say? I've just lost my train of thought. But anyway, everything is in there that you need. So it doesn't matter if you're already in private practice. If you're in private practice now, but the website's not working, or you're struggling with the money, or you're struggling with the clients, or we've got niche issues or no niche issues or something like that. If you're just not seeing the result that you really want to be seeing in the practice, then you should definitely look at coming along and being a student here so that you can learn and we can fix it and we can get your practice back on track. Because I promise you, when you've got an experienced mentor guiding you through what to do, it makes your journey that much quicker to the success that you're wanting than if you continue to just try and do it by yourself, okay? Or worse yet, take advice from people in, you know, online communities that don't have the expertise and that don't have the knowledge and that don't have the understanding, you know? How do you know that what they're recommending to you is actually working for them and their practice? You don't, okay? So that's available from the 8th to the 15th of April. But also I'm running and would love to invite you to a free workshop on private practice. That's also running on the 8th of April at 7 p.m. Melbourne time. So Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Tasmania, we're all the same time zone. 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. It's online. You can register to come along and join that. I'll put the links to the workshop below in the show notes for you. I'm looking forward to being able to run it because I want to give you some guidance about getting started with private practice and show you some of the steps. But I'm also going to be giving you a tool that was shared with me when I first started in private practice. And I was struggling. So this was a tool that my coach shared with me. I'm going to share it with you, and it's going to show you exactly what you need to focus on in the private practice to get the result that you want. So we'll be doing that. So it's like a tool that we'll be using. We'll be doing that. And then at the end of the session, I will be answering or be available to answer any questions for people who have them. Okay. I'm also going to be giving out some goodies that can support you with your private practice as well. The whole point of running this workshop is to help you see that you're not alone, to give you some practical tips that you can go away and use straight away. So it's going to be high value, but also to, you know, let you know about Private Practice 101 so that you can make an informed choice about whether or not it's a program that you want to participate in and, you know, get some support around with your private practice moving forward for this year. Okay. So that's that. but with this person's question, just to finish off, they were saying, so yeah, therefore my question is, how long did it take for your private practice to take off? That's going to be different for everybody because everybody took a different path. Some people will have been marketing, others didn't. So the ones who've been marketing are going to be seeing results a lot more quickly. Ones who've set the fees right, again, we'll be seeing clients more quickly. Ones with good niches, we'll be seeing clients more quickly. So it really depends. There's no, you can't really ask a big group of people how long did it take, because there's just going to be so much variety and it will be confusing and overwhelming, because the people who didn't learn and who don't understand will be taking a lot longer and they're going to be feeling jaded and, you know, overwhelmed, or like, why isn't it working for me, or disenfranchised, and all those kinds of things. And they've got the other people who are saying, oh, it's great, and I did it in 9 weeks, or I did it in 6 weeks, or I did it in, you know, 30 days, or whatever it was. So you're going to be hearing conflicting messages, and that's not really going to help you. So I wouldn't even bother asking the question. A better question to ask would be, you know, if I learned how to run a private practice before I opened it, how long would it take me to get clients when I open the practice? And you could absolutely answer that by saying, well, if you learned how to do it and you're marketing for the 90 days before, you could be seeing clients paying you on day one of your private practice. Okay. So I hope that this was informative. I'm going to record another episode for Saturday, but if you have any questions or if you have any queries around private practice and you would like to hear a podcast episode on it, I'd be happy to answer them for you. I will take some notes of questions that are asked as well on Monday night. So it's coming up in a few nights on Monday night, and I will use those as well for content for the podcast to help you as well. Because, you know, usually when somebody asks a question, it's a question that, you know, so many other people were thinking. So I want it to be able to benefit you and really, really help you. So thank you so much for listening to another podcast episode. Thank you so much for your time today, and I'll see you in the next one. Check out the show notes, and hopefully I'll see you on Monday night as well. Okay, bye. I hope that you loved this episode as much as I loved putting it together for you. To get more resources to help you in your private practice, head over to Instagram. My handle is @theprivatepracticecoach. And also, if you want more inquiries and referrals for your business, let me know. I have a program called Clients on Demand that opens every quarter, and I can absolutely get you some information for that as well. You are doing an amazing job. Thank you for sharing your gifts with the world. Bye.